You are now listening to the Black with Sugar podcast with Kezia Mack and Nadia A, brought to you by Afropolitan Magazine. Pretty bright eyes, just
when I designed them. 3, 2, 1. Hello, welcome to Black with Sugar.
Hello, hi, hello, Kezia. Hello, what's up, Nadia?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good.
So tell me, Kezia, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, you know what? Last week we talked about us, like growing up in France and things like that. You know what I realized?
What?
I'm 39 years old.
Yeah, well, I'm 38. Yeah, getting old.
Yesterday I was 29 and beep, I don't know what happened. I wake up and I'm 39.
Yeah, we can see the time flies, right? We can see the time.
Time flies. So I don't know. I was just reflecting on me being 39 and
your achievement.
My achievement, my work, my career. I guess I remember when I was, you know, in high school, I was like, oh, by 35, I'm going to be like this. I'm going to have this. I'm going to have none of that. None of that happened.
Yeah, I know. Me too. I always thought that probably around my late 20s, I will have kids and be married.
At least
at
30.
Have a lot of money and have the house, the car. And
at least at 30.
And none of that happened.
None. So, what do you think? I mean, what do you think happened to us?
Well, first, you know, I mean, we have different paths, but I think the fact that we didn't want to stay in France. I mean, I could have been married and have kids by now.
You were fiancé before, right?
Yes. Engaged.
Engaged.
Yes.
Yeah. In English, we say engaged. My fault.
Two times.
Oh, twice.
No, and I did have people who wanted to, I mean, people. I did have a boyfriend that wanted to get married, but you know, if it's not your time, it's just not your time. And the first one, I was too young.
Okay, that's fair.
But I was with him for 3 years. That was my first boyfriend, actually, yeah. Like my first real boyfriend. And you know what? If I had married him, I would be
not what you are now.
Yes, no, he was just too young. I was 19 years old. I met him when I was 16.
Oh, no, that's way too young. That's right? Way too young.
But my sisters, you know, yeah. A lot of my sister got married very young. So it was just, it was normal. It was not normal.
No.
And especially in my culture, you know, you know, you have to be married before you are.
Oh, trust me, as Africans.
Before you're in your late 20s, otherwise you're like a C'est plus côté à l'Argus. You know, it's like
this French expression.
Comment on dit une fleur fanée en anglais? Like a flower that is rotten.
That is dying. I don't even know.
Yeah, it's like, it's like
your old flower, basically.
Yes. It's like, you know.
Yeah. I mean, they're looking at me. I see like my uncles and stuff like that sometimes when they see me, they're just like, oh, Kez, you know, you're not married, but you know what? The clock is ticking. And like, yeah, whatever.
I don't know which clock, your clock, but, you know, maybe not mine.
I don't know what clock they're talking about, but that's
You want kids?
I do.
Do you want several? You just want one?
Whatever God wants to give me, I'll take it. not 500, though. You know, a limited number.
But if you had an opportunity right now, would you?
Yeah.
Yes?
So you think
you're ready for this?
Yeah, I'm good. I mean, you know me. I'm good with kids.
Yeah.
I'm good with kids, so...
I don't know, I'm still scared. I don't think that...
It's different when you have your own, because I can see... I mean, babysitting, taking care of my nephews and things like that, it's a limited of time, because when I'm tired or fed up of them, I don't have to deal with them. So it's a whole nother ball game to have them 24-7 and just... Or have them a couple days. You know, I can handle them for a couple days, and after that, I was like, come pick up your kids.
Yeah.
So, but I think with the right partner, yes, I think I should be all right.
Yeah,
you're not ready?
No, it's not that. I'm just not in a rush. And I'm like...
No, don't get me wrong. Oh, I'm not in a rush either. Like, oh, you see me now.
But I think my clock is ticking, though. You know?
Both of us.
But the thing is that I want to have the opportunity to enjoy
Absolutely.
The person with who I am. Because
same here.
All the people who had kids, they told me that... it changed you. You're not the same person. So imagine, you know, you get married to somebody and right away you have kids and then the guy's like, but who are you?
D- did I marry you?
Yeah, no, but seriously, you know, so you have to have, I feel, strong foundation
to
be able
to
handle the changes that goes, you know, within you by having a kid, because I think your priority, your priorities change,
everything
your bodies
change,
change you know, your change. Mindset change. So you need to make sure that you have the right partners. And I think just like you, that's why I also have been waiting to have the right person.
I mean, obviously, don't get me wrong. Nothing is perfect. It's not like I'm sitting here waiting for the, you know, Prince Charmant.
I want the Charming Prince. Yes.
You want the Charming Prince? Okay.
I haven't given up on him.
Okay. Well, wherever you are, come through.
I watch Cendrillon. Non, mais, Blanche-Neige. No, my prince is going to come.
No, he's going to come. He's somewhere. He's just...
Confused.
He's confused, but he's there somewhere.
Distracted.
Yeah, he's just taking a little bit more time. But I think also, me and you, we went to school, we got masters, we did long studies.
Yes.
I'm not going to say we like careerist. Comment tu dis careerist en anglais même?
Same way,
I think careerist. I mean, not that we favor, I think, our career for a long time. And me working full-time as an art director, and then you saw me switching with the entrepreneur side, so that was even more work, even more dedication. So in that process also, in my mind, I was like, do I have time to even entertain someone right now? I don't know. So I think the switching from being a regular employee to an entrepreneur definitely messed up a little bit, I think, my program on dating and all that stuff. So,
but right now, you're not even.
I'm not even trying. I'm not even going to lie.
When was the last time you went on a date?
A long time ago. And we were, you know what? It wasn't even that Corona time. I couldn't enjoy and going out, and I didn't. No, I think I was just in
don't
another.
Don't you miss?
Absolutely. No, don't get me wrong.
Companionship.
Absolutely.
Kisses,
absolutely. But.
Hugging. Waking
all
up in the
stuff.
Morning
you know,
with someone
French.
Next
we
to
French.
You.
We good. We French. So, you know, but I think also.
What do you mean we French? We French. Like, what, French people they don't love?
No, because everybody think like French, we're a bunch of freaks and that's all we think
really?
About, like touching each other and all that stuff, kissing and
that's
I don't
all,
know.
Yeah, that's what I think about.
Yeah. Oh, well, at least that's clear.
No, this for me is very important.
No, it is important, but you know me, like already on a regular life, like I'm.
But are you affectionate?
With the right person, yes. Like, yeah. Me, it's me, you know
I've
me,
never
I'm not,
seen
I'm
you
not.
Affectionate.
Can no,
you
no,
hug,
no.
Can you hug
of
me?
Of course I can hug you. I think this be, you know, I think me, it's, there's no, you know me, there's no 50-50. It's either I like you or I don't. So, but if I do, if I like you, yes, of course I'm going to be affectionate. I'm going to give you a massage, whatever. Like, I'm cool, you know.
Now, I remember.
I'm cool.
For one guy, you were cooking for him.
I cook all the time. That's yeah. That's my thing. For me. When I date someone, things like that don't bother me. I feel, for me, it's absolutely normal to cook. If I'm staying at your house, I'm going to clean. I'm going to behave like I'm in my own place. So I'm going to treat your place like mine. You know, I'm going to take care of you. I'm going to take care of me. I'm going to cook. I'm going to make sure. So for me, as a woman, those things are completely normal. I think for me, it's definitely... switching from employee, entrepreneur, I guess.
But why are you not allowing yourself to?
No, I will. I just need to get my mind together. That's it.
But what is it? I mean, come on. When it's gonna happen?
It's going to. I don't know. I think I'm just honestly. I'm
is
just
it
being,
because you're lazy or just because
there's a lot? There's a lot of that.
You're too focused in your work because you're working a lot.
I work a lot, and I think I just need to. I don't know. You know, we Virgo, we kind of
maybe,
like,
yeah, but maybe we, you should date somebody that you work with and makes things easier.
I don't know if that's the good thing. Because can you imagine
I'm
you
thinking
working
about somebody right now?
Can you imagine we work, you work, and then you come home, you talk about work, you argue about work. It's like nah, we you know
so
you
what?
Know. Can we get a break?
Yeah, but you know what? That's all you do. You work. So I think if somebody
no, I get
wants
your
to
point.
Come into
I get,
your
I get
life,
your point.
You know,
but for me, it's more like a mindset. So it's more like. I'm getting to a point where I want to give space to someone. I think for a long time, I was like, I don't have time to even entertain people. I got a lot going on. I got to stay on track. I got to keep up. I was also learning a lot during this entrepreneurship thing, because obviously I'm not a business person, I'm a creative person, so I had to extra focus for things that I didn't know.
Yeah.
Because it was a process for me to learn those things, and it was...
And you're still in the process.
I'm still in the process, so things like everything creative for me, I pick up like this, but now you're telling me to read like contract and this, deal with sales,
yes.
Print to this, Instagram posts, say too much. So yeah. It's like...
You don't know how to multitask.
I do have to multitask, but that's a lot. And can you imagine doing all of that and you need to have taking care of a man?
But maybe you can have a man that takes care of you.
I can do that too. Right? Wherever you are, you know what I'm saying?
You can send your application.
I'm doing an application.
Can
yeah.
you be more precise about what you're looking for?
I love me some chocolate brother.
Okay, so no white guys, no?
I never dated a white person.
Ever?
Ever.
Why? You just not attracted. Not your thing?
It's not my thing.
Never, not even
never.
A little kiss? Like
no, never. Nothing.
No, nothing?
Nothing.
Oh, you're missing out.
I'm missing out? I don't know. I just never been my thing, I guess. And not that I don't find, I see some women, I'm like, oh, bogus, chivo. Attractive, but it's just, I don't know, it's not something that I connect with on that level, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't mean I cannot find a white person or whatever your yeah. origin is attractive, you know?
Yeah.
We'll see.
I don't know, me, I don't really see colors, I feel. But I do have probably, I don't think it's even a preference because it has nothing to do with the skin color.
Yeah.
But it, yeah, I think I've been dating more white guys.
Okay.
But I think it's just...
whatever.
Because it just happened.
It just
yeah.
happened, yeah.
Yeah, it's not like I've never dated black guy or Arab guys. I did.
Afro-Latino, I did Afro-Latino, me. So.
Yeah, I mean, it's, especially when
know.
You're young, you try
yeah.
like different...
And I think also my environment, you know, I grew up with a lot of like... sports guy type,
but
so I was always around like tall black people, like basketball players, soccer, handball. So I guess it's just maybe the image that I have around me. I don't know.
You know, I never care so much for the physical.
Not. I don't think it's not even physical.
I think you noticed that too. You know, the guy
yeah, I noticed
you know,
that.
I'm
but
not,
even
I'm
to
not,
me, it's
I'm
not even
like oh, the guy has to be a certain way and
no,
and
it's just
good
I think
looking.
To me, it's more. I always felt safe. Around them
yeah,
so automatically
okay.
I want to be in a place where if I date someone
and you're a strong woman so you need some
ooh.
I mean for you to be with a man he needs to be stronger than you
strong than a muff
otherwise forget about it
forget
know?
About it you're
yeah.
gonna have to let
no,
me know like,
not
the, you know
the,
me
you can't date a guy that is not stronger than you
you can't
you but I'm the same way too you know I,
and
I mean
French
I can date a guy that is actually stronger but then I take over you know what I mean in terms of
yeah.
Because there is always the, some type of power struggle, but I want a man to be a man because I enjoy being a woman, you know?
Yeah.
I enjoy being feminine. So because I do also have a strong personality, but I need the man to be...
stronger.
Yes, yes. And not to be shy,
I'm not saying
to know
like
what
the
he
macho,
wants.
The macho bullshit and all that stuff.
I kind of like the macho a little
you,
bit,
you
know?
Like
not
macho?
So, not too
not,
much.
Not
too
much.
Like in a stupid way, you
yeah.
know? But I need to admire the person I am with. I need to look up to him.
Yeah.
And I need to be able to ask him advice, you know? Like,
absolutely.
What should
I mean, it's
I do
a, it's
and
a
this?
Team. It's a team.
Yes,
it's a team
and
work.
I need also to feel protected.
Yeah.
You know?
Absolutely.
That's very important.
So I think me growing up around these guys, my brother, my friends, I always felt safe with that, you know, type. And I'm not going to say all my friends look the same, but most of my friends are black, mixed. I mean, white. I have even white friends, Arabs, all kinds. But it's like, I want to be able to, like I said, to be safe and to trust the person, to be able, like you said, to ask advice. Sometimes you might have to check me a little bit because, you know, the French mouth, sometimes we get a little, you know, over the, you know, she knows what I'm talking about. But I think it's just for me now, I'm in a process where I'm like thinking about it a little bit more as, you know, thinking about it. I'm letting that
but
idea.
But it's time, no, I mean,
no,
come
it's
on.
Time, but I need to take all the time I need. Come on now.
No, but, you know, I mean, I'm not saying you're old or anything like that, but I think, you know, I mean...
I'm getting there.
I'm not the same person that I was when I was in my 20s.
I know. we are chasing 20s, dreams 20s, and
when I was in my 20s, sorry.
Career.
Sorry, the English sometimes is not.
I know we've been chasing our dreams. We want to do this. We want to reach a certain level in our career. But we got lost in translation sometimes, but.
But you know, Kezia, you're lucky because you kind of always knew what you wanted. But me, it's just like I change dream all the time.
Okay, so I'm going to need
I
you.
I wanted something.
I'm going to need you to
well,
keep
you know
a drink.
What? Because when I was younger, I did all this business school, masters in finance.
Yeah, you
and
have like a bunch
that.
Of masters and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, well, for what? You know, at the end of the day, I wanted to be this. Oh, I'm going to
be a
business
boss or whatever.
Woman. Yes, I wanted to be a boss. And then as time goes by, I'm like, no.
I don't want to be a boss.
No, I don't care. I don't care anymore. It's like, I want love. I want. Yes, I think now, you know, my dream is like to find the right person, to find love, to be able to do something that I'm passionate about. Yeah. I don't care if it makes money or not,
yeah.
You know?
No, absolutely.
I mean? It's like, I totally shift. Totally shift.
Yeah.
I don't really care anymore about this type of things because I don't think it was really my dreams. I think it was more for my parents and then to impress people.
I know. That's. I mean,
so you never really think like, what the hell do I want, you know? And you know what? I always been a creative person since I'm a little girl. I used to like to draw. And then I like to sing, I like to dance. I was doing acting in school. And then you remember,
yeah,
in
I remember
New York,
when you did
I
the
did
acting
some
class.
Acting
yeah,
classes.
Yeah, yeah,
and they're like, you need to continue. And
yeah,
I didn't.
Remember.
You know, so there's always something.
Something.
And I just.
But one thing that is clear, it's definitely in a creative something, you know. I'm not saying
yes,
you know
but I'm
exactly
also very spiritual and you know, I'm very active. I love to go to the it's like for me it has to be a combination of everything. That's what yeah. makes me happy. And I cannot do just
one thing,
you know, one thing.
Yeah, I mean, I do multiple things.
I feel
but
happy
most
when
of them
I,
are creative
when I can express it in a different area.
Yeah,
you know, for me I know you can be at home and work on your things all the time. No, me, I need to be active and sing and dance and you know what I mean, like even the classes, like the gym I go,
yeah.
You remember the one I take you?
Yeah, no,
so
I don't
love
like
to
classes.
Go to that class. It's called 305 Fitness.
The 305 Fitness was nice.
It was cool.
It was
right
cool. it was cool.
And they put the music super loud and it's just basically being in a club and you have to follow the routine. It's very simple, you know. They just like you do like basic
you sweat
stuff
a lot.
But it's just so nice, you know.
It's a good getaway. I like
yes,
that's what I liked about that.
Yes. And actually, you know what, when my dad died, I would go every day just
yeah.
because it would be an escape, you know. And I don't like to go to the club, but I still love to dance. So that's
no,
for me, was like, oh yes, you know.
It's a good compromise. Yeah. I mean, I know, like I said, I'm getting there. I think now I'm more balanced into this entrepreneur thing better and better. So I know, you know, I made mistakes. I'm learning from those mistakes. So now I can be a little bit more, okay, no, I have time. Or even sometimes like, oh, okay, I don't want to open my computer today. Boom, I'm just going to even, if it's watching TV, be on my bed and relax, I'm going to do that. So now more and more, I think I allow myself a little bit more to chill, even though there's still a lot of work to do. But I think for me, that was overwhelming. And I didn't want to, because you know me, if I'm not in the right place, I can be a little bit of a bitch, and I don't want that to be a
no,
person.
No, 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 that's a small world. That's a small world. You don't know Kezia. You know? It's very moody.
Yeah, so, and I don't want to be like that with someone that
but
I am.
But I think you're getting better at this.
No, that's what
know?
I'm saying. I'm.
But
getting,
she has like, ooh, and you're like, okay, I need to serve the bag. It's nice right now. She's a bitch. All right, okay, well, she's in the bitch time right now, so I'm going to... Bye, Kezia.
But you know, you don't want to be that when you're with someone. You don't want to be in a bitch, or you don't want to be in a whatever. You know, you just want to be good. Obviously, you want to have your space. You know, he has his space. We're together. It's getting. I think it's getting better. And I think now I can like
but
okay.
You also made a lot of progress in your delivery.
Oh yeah, I'm working on that.
Ooh,
so
Kezia,
I'm not gonna
so hardcore.
I don't like you.
No, it's not even that you would say that, but it's the way you were saying
it's
it.
Dry.
Oh, Jesus.
Dry.
I don't know if I could find an example. I will give
me
it
neither.
To them.
I think it's just like the in the moment, and then sometimes I think about it after. I'm like, who cares? That wasn't it.
Yeah. Just like you can say, you know,
that wasn't
you can
it.
Say the same things you want to say, but still be nice about it. And it doesn't mean that the message will not come across.
Yeah,
it's just about.
Well, sometimes, unfortunately, the message didn't come across, but it's not, you know.
No,
it's not an excuse.
Well, it's because, you know, people shut down. If they feel that they are being aggressed, criticized, or misunderstood, they shut down, you know? Yeah. And that's why it's very important when you try to say something to someone is to say it in a way that the person can, even if it's a critic,
yeah.
you know,
yeah, yeah.
can still hear it, but receive it in a way that they don't feel offended. Like, oh, you know what? Yes, you're right. I should make effort with this, and that would be great for me. Because otherwise, you know,
people can't hear you.
You know, you have to. The delivery is very important.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm never going to.
And I'm saying
that
me too. I know that sometimes I can be a little too direct. And I'm trying to learn because, you know, not even...
Right there with you. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, it's like, you're like time 100%, you know, compared to me. And I was like, ooh, even me sometimes. I was like, okay, you know. But, you know, once we know each other, I know that you're just the way you are.
Yeah,
and, you know, well, okay, Kezia is like this. So, you know, you either take it or you don't, you know.
Pretty much. No, I'm joking. But no, it's getting there. But, you know, I think... We were in France, we came here, you adapt to another, you know, city lifestyle. I guess the younger years, I was definitely, boom, the job, going out, this, that.
Yeah,
now,
you know what, now when you look back, so like your sister, she's married, she has kids.
Yeah.
You know, sometime I felt like we came here because...
I definitely came here for the career.
Yes, but we wanted the opportunity, the excitement, the exotism of being outside and thinking that, oh, I'm going to go faster. You know what I mean? And at the end of the day, and I look back and I'm like, look, my sister, they married. And whatever they didn't do in the younger years, they're doing it now. And I'm like, did I do the right choice?
I mean, I think everybody's different. I don't know if it's about going faster or whatever. I think my personality, your personality... We were young, we were traveling, I was exploring, I was doing this, I was like, I like that, boom. So I think everybody has a...
traveling.
You know, travel take time, you know, when you have kids, it's difficult.
You can't.
You can do all this. So I think it's... Everybody have their own timeline. And I think me, when I was in a year, I guess, whether years was appropriate, I guess, to get married or however you want to phrase it, I was more exploring, you know, I was discovering... things. And also my year when I was in college, and you know how school is in France, you don't have time to bullshit. So you 40 hours every week in class, the homework, these years of college, they were important. And I wasn't, you know, I stopped basketball because of that. So I shut down a lot of things because, oh no, there's a lot of money. My parents are helping me financially.
What do you do to enjoy yourself?
A lot of things. I mean,
like what?
I mean, I'm still... play ball sometimes, I watch TV, I sleep, I'd cook, you know. Sometimes when I'm on my computer and I want to take a break, I like to bake cakes. I do, you know, or even sometimes it's just like listening to music. I dance in my house. I paint. I used to paint a lot, though, and that's something that I want
to...
To
what?
Paint.
Oh, paint. Oh, yes, I remember.
That's
yes,
something that actually,
paint,
that,
yeah.
that's something that I want to
yeah,
actually
we should have
take back.
A, one of your paintings.
Yeah. That I want to get back into painting a lot. That was actually a really, one of my favorite, I think, get away or break from the computer, taking out my brush, my acrylics, and start painting. So that's something also that I want to add back into my routine. I like to walk. I'm a person, so sometimes I go out. I just walk for like 45, 1 hour, just walk around with my music. So for me, I'm not the person who needs to necessarily, like, you know, do anything specific to, you know, to have fun. I'm a very simple person. If sometimes it's just have fun, is go to the backyard and chill by the fire. That's yeah. fun for me. I got my playlist popping. I'm good. I'm not so much of a needy person.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know how to stay busy, and it's also very important to stay on top of my work. And sometimes
Jesus, it's all you talk about is your work.
It's not all I talk about, but unfortunately there's a lot of work. But there's a lot of investment and there's a lot on the table, so I cannot just sleep around and just be like, oh no, you know what, fuck this, I just want to take a break. So no, if my mind need a break, I stop. Before, I was more like, oh, I know I need a break, but we got to keep up. We got to do this. I got to call Danielle. I got to call Mask. We got to do this. Now I'm more like, if I want a break, now that I'm getting, I guess, older, wiser, if I need a break, computer shut down. I'll see you on Monday when I feel like opening the computer. So,
but do you think that this, you know, the fact that you're single now is a price to pay to achieve your dream?
A little bit. And I guess in that process, I could have found someone that were maybe in the same space and we could have, you know, built together. It could have happened, but it didn't. And but do I regret? No. I think everything happened for a reason. Everybody have their own timeline. I'm not stressed about this much, you know. I'm healthy. I don't know.
You know me, I think about, I wouldn't be happy if I was like, oh, I have this big job and all this money.
Oh, no.
About myself.
Don't get me wrong.
And about myself, nobody to share it with, no kids. No, I'd be like miserable, you know. I always say, you know what, if it doesn't happen, if I don't find the right person, or, you know, if I can't have kids because it's too late.
For me, it's more.
Then I will adopt a kid.
Absolutely. And that's the thing. In my mind, there's always options. So, and I don't want that to eat me in a sense where, oh my God, I'm just going to be over-depressed because I don't have a man in my life, or over-depressed because I don't have kids. I don't want those things that I don't have to affect my happiness. But if I have them, ooh, absolutely.
You know, it's interesting you say that because I think that I wasn't thinking so much about it before. And then the more I get older...
I mean, obviously, we're women. We're not going to sit here and act like, no, we're women. I think
but
about
in
this.
New York City, it was so difficult. Like, people
you know,
so
you want me something? Do you want me to tell you something funny? Yes. I went to the doctor, you know, do my yearly check-in, make sure everything is good, you know. So make sure, you know, see, I'm taking care of my body to make sure when the time is there, then everything is in place. And so the doctor, she's checking me. She's like, oh, everything is okay, da 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 da. And then she's like, oh, I could see that you're 39 years old and you don't have kids. I was like, no, I don't have kids yet. She was like, oh, okay. So she's like, why? I was like, oh, no, I don't have a boyfriend or husband or whatever. And I guess that whenever, you know, the time is going to come, I will, you know, I'll work on it, you know. And she's looking at me. She was like, oh, sorry to hear that. I was like, what?
She felt sorry for you.
I'm like, absolutely not.
So I don't know what you're talking about because honestly, in New York City, there's so many girls like us.
Absolutely. So many, but that's the thing. I don't want these to affect my happiness. I think I'm happy now. And if I have that more, it's just even more happiness that's coming in, you know. But I still want to enjoy my life, be happy. I don't want to sit here be miserable, like, oh my God, I need a husband. Do I want a husband? Yes. Do I want to have kids? Yes. But it's going to come when it's going to come. Obviously, I'm going to do a little bit of effort and, you know, work on that direction. Give me chance, because I think it also plays out with when you give yourself a chance. But first thing first in life, I think you need to be happy for yourself. You need to be okay with
you. So are you happy?
Yes, I think... there's a lot of things that I'm grateful for. I'm healthy. I'm happy. I'm sane. My family. I have my dad. I have my mom.
How do you define happiness?
It's simple.
You know, so interesting because you always hear people, are you happy? Oh, I want to be happy. How do you define happy? What does it mean?
I think everybody have their
like
own...
to be this feelings
some,
of
for
being
some people
fulfilled.
Being happy. For some people, being happy is being pretty. For some people, being happy is being rich. For some people, being happy is having
so
husband
what is
and kids.
It for
whatever.
You then?
I don't know, a little bit of everything. For me, happiness is...
happiness is love.
Love.
That's why.
Family. be able to do something that you love versus just doing something to do it to pay your rent. I think that's
But, but you remember, I used to be like, really like, oh, I want to make a lot of money. I want to do this.
I know, but things change.
I just shift.
Just shift. But I think also,
I mean, I still want a comfortable life.
Yes, but
I think my priority totally changed.
Totally changed because you change. How many years we've been friends?
Yeah, no, I know.
For a very long time. So I saw you changing and becoming a different woman. So you in that process, your priority change the same way mine are changing.
Yeah.
So we just got to adjust, you know. Obviously, you're never going to stop chasing your dreams or whatever they are. And you will get to that place where, you know, okay, I want to do this. I want to explore and I want to do this and I want to explore. And in between, you're going to be able to find your man and build your family. It's just that
I met somebody. So maybe I find Mr. Right.
Maybe you find Mr. Right. We just got to give it a little bit of time. You guys need to, you know, get to know you. Obviously, COVID doesn't help, you know, with the dating.
You don't know. Maybe it makes it actually, you know, better.
Easier. You think so?
Well, you know, people have more time, no?
Yeah, I guess people have more time, but we have nowhere to go.
Yeah, well,
you know. I mean, we can stay home, I guess.
Yeah.
Go for walks, go to the zoo.
Netflix and chill. Oh, that's a bad one.
She's like, no Netflix and chill.
No. The guy told me, oh, Netflix and chill. Yeah, you know, no. You chill. I go Netflix in my house and you can go chill in your house.
And I see you when I see you.
Yeah, no.
No, but I think it's just evolution. And also, obviously, like I said before, we women, we get to a point where we're a certain age. You're 38. I'm 39. So
I am 38.
I was, you know, for a second, I was like, did I just do say something stupid? I'm not. So we think about this because
you know. I'm so jealous because I look at your skin and it looks like.
No,
you
it's
know,
called black don't crack. That's
yeah,
it.
Well, yes. And I'm like spending all this money with Botox and fillers and all that stuff. And you don't do anything.
I don't do anything. Yeah. I think, you know what though? I think because I think also your skin get used to that type of stuff. So
No, I will look really. Not really bad, but all the they're gonna be like, damn, how much stuff does she do?
Yeah, they're like, oh, we need a list. So like, okay, what's your routine
right
there?
What you look like before? No, but I do think that the stuff I do really helps.
Okay.
You know? So for me, I have like my routine. You know, well, do Botox.
Right now, I'm. Like, I need to lose weight. So.
Oh, that I don't have problem with.
You don't have problem with
yeah.
that.
Yeah, it's more the contrary. Sometimes I feel like I need to gain weight.
Like, you know? I'm in a place where I need to drop weight because I'm not at my healthy
And it's getting
weight.
Harder, you know?
And
like,
I can tell.
The older you get, it's
You remember
harder.
When I did my diet and I lost all that weight? It
yes,
was like,
yes,
boom, boom.
Yes,
and now I'm like,
yes.
Oh, my God. Like, why is it taking so long? I'm
healing. Well, you're not moving. You're always, you know, you're always yeah. working. You sit down on your
And
desk.
I think also I miss doing activities that I like playing ball with the guys. I'm not necessarily a person that like to sit and just go to the gym. It's cool, but you know, I'm more of a sports person, like a group sport type of person. So maybe if I'd still, because in France that was a routine, like every Sunday basketball equal church. So that was, you know, that on Sunday there's nothing else to do than play ball. So you sweat for hours and you're in shape. So I'd need to figure out a few
I've never
sports.
I like basketball.
Are you missing out? You don't know what
even,
you're talking
even
about.
Even watching it, I mean, you know.
I remember we going to the game, Brooklyn Nets, and she's looking at the game. She's like, yes, what's going on? Like, what happened? Everybody's clapping. Like, what happened? I was like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it.
I mean, it's not that I don't understand.
No,
the
it's just
game.
Not
like,
your
if
thing.
You explain me, I understand. I just,
it's just not
you
your
know,
thing.
Never really. I don't know. I prefer to go to the gym and have fun than just watching other people. No, I do watch soccer though.
Yeah, that's the
but
Euro,
only
that's
during,
the Euro,
only,
European
yeah,
African
only
inside
during,
of
me. During the World Cup. Then that I enjoy because I love to cheer for
Morocco.
Yes, Morocco, France, or even like small African team.
I'll cheer for every African team for the World Cup.
Right, because I think it's, you know, it's amazing. They don't have the same. How do you say that amount of, you know, the same amount of money to reach
just,
their
well,
goal.
We naturally, you know, we naturally
don't
good
have the
physically.
Same
also,
yes, but so. They don't have the same training as European, you
I know,
know
but
team.
They make it work.
Yes, though, but that's why I'm very proud. When you see them, you're like, you know, you and really work it's hard. Changing it's us. Really about their talent,
I know,
not about all the preparation and, you know, and the money that is put behind for trainings. And
I see what you mean.
I mean, it's, you know, it's not the same to be, you know, a soccer player in Morocco than in
soccer
France,
player,
you know?
Yeah, it's two different ball game, yeah.
Right, so...
But yeah, I guess we're going to see. When is the next World Cup? I think it's in, is it not in like Emirates or Qatar or something like that?
I don't know.
I think it's somewhere
in the Middle East. I don't even know why there. They don't even have a good team there, right?
It's not about a good team. I think it's just location, money, team. I don't even know. And I think for those things, I think they pick and choose countries, something like that. I don't even know.
No, me neither. I thought
there's some kind of lottery.
The winning countries that
the winning country hosts or something like
France
that.
France normally, yes, it's not like that.
France is definitely preparing for some kind of Olympics or World Cup. They're definitely building something. Because last time I went to Paris, they were telling me that there's a lot of construction.
La dernière Coupe du Monde.
I have no idea.
En Russie, c'est en Russie.
C'est en Russie. Well, donc, I don't know. I don't even know how they choose team or place.
Sorry, guys.
Whatever.
Who talks about this?
I know more about basketball than soccer. I watch because obviously growing up in France, Premier League, Ligue des Champions, that's like...
But basketball?
We watch more soccer at home. My dad loves soccer. He used to play when he was younger. Everybody loves soccer. My sister, my brother. I do watch sometimes, but I'm more, I think, passionate, I think, about basketball because I played and I practiced the sport.
Yeah.
So
okay.
It's less boring for me to watch. I think soccer sometimes can be long, especially when if nobody scores, it's like, oh, we just spend 90 minutes watching this and... No.
But I did enjoy the game last time.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were snapshotting. You
know. We had popcorns and things.
It was cool. And then they send you...
There's always a vibe at the game. There's always a vibe at the game.
I thought that was cool. You know, and all the cheerleaders and, you know...
I hope we can go back in 2021.
I couldn't even tell, like, okay, which team is winning? Which one are we? Like, what are they doing?
Hopefully we can go back next year. Depending on, you know, this corona thing, but...
Yeah.
We'll see. At least they are definitely... I think the new season is going to start in December, so...
Don't ask me. I have absolutely no idea about that.
I saw it online, so it's coming back. It's coming back. But yeah, you know, what can we say? Hopefully next time or next year, we'll have different news about our dreams, whether they are professional or personal. And
you reach them or not. Maybe I will find love.
Next time we're going to come, we're going to be, oh, Nadia got a ring or something. Or Cass got a new man. Blah, blah, blah. Something is going
to
change.
Yes.
Something is going to change. But at the end of the day, for me, no regrets. I don't mind chasing my dream. I don't mind chasing my career. You know what my aunt, you know what she said to me? She said, you know what, Cass? Anything impossible. Whatever you want, you can have it. It's just a matter of like, there's a time and place for everything, and you want a husband, you want a career, you want kids. All that stuff can work together. So it's just, you know, when your time is there, that's it. That's for you.
Yeah.
So we just have to be a little bit more patient, work on our delivery, you know, be nicer, all that stuff together.
Oh, I'm nice all
the
time.
You're nice all the time. Cook, all that. Do all the good things.
I cook now.
You cook now, yeah. So that's good.
At least I haven't poisoned anybody so far.
Progress.
I did before.
Who did you poison? Come on now.
I never told you.
I want to hear that now.
Okay, so my little brother, my little sister.
Oh, that's not someone that she was dating, though.
No, but they.
But still.
No, but
you poisoned someone.
No, I did poison one of my ex. Yeah,
how?
I was sick all night. Well, he asked me to cook something. I remember it was like maybe like lamb ribs.
Oh, lamb chop or something.
It was lamb chops, and I remember it was late. Hey, baby, can you cook that for me? I'm like, I don't know how to cook. No, but it's easy. Come on, okay, all right, okay. So I was a student. And I try my best. And he ate it. He did it
he
all.
He didn't. He was like, oh.
He said it was
good.
He threw up all night.
Oh, Lord.
You told me.
I'm sure after that he was like, don't worry about cooking, girl.
No, he wanted actually to marry me, you know, this guy. I didn't want to.
Okay.
Because, you know, because of my previous experience, I was like, no, I'm not ready for that.
Yeah.
But, so, you know, you see, it's not about the cooking.
It's not about the cooking.
I guess I have other talents.
But don't be out there poisoning people, though. I don't know if it's...
He was like, I can never say that to my mom because she will never let me marry you.
No. If it's especially if it's an African mom, like North African mom.
Oh, she was. He was Moroccan. Yeah,
oh, that's it.
American.
You can't tell that to no mom.
Oh, my God, I can't tell that
really?
To my mom.
You want
to
poison my son?
All night.
You know how moms are and their son.
And my little sister, my little brother still remember. So my mom, you know, used to work and she would tell me to take care of my little brother and my little sister. And she told me, oh, you cook them this and this and that. And it was the mashed potatoes. You know, the one that they already prepare. You just have to put water and mix it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm in, Mousseline, genre. I'm in the oven, you know, on the stove, you know, doing that stuff. And I never could get it right. I don't know why, you know.
Too liquid or too...
Yes, exactly.
But
it was too liquid. But, you know, the stove was also the one that you... put on with a match, right?
Oh, back then.
Yes. So I served the stuff to my little brother and my little sister. I'm laughing because I can still remember the face. They were young, you know. I'm probably, 14, 15 years old, something like that. And I'm 10 years older than my brother.
Yeah, that's true. You have.
So imagine he's like 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah.
And he's looking at me, and you know, you can be like really mean at that age. And he's looking at me, this doesn't look like what mom is cooking. I'm like, yeah, because that's not mom who cooked it. So just, you know.
I did it, so you're going to eat it.
And him and my sister are just looking at it and criticizing and on and on. And I'm like, okay, enough, just eat, you know. And I'm really getting upset about this. I'm like, oh, you know what? I'm so upset. Just eat. You're like, oh, this just look like soup, you know.
Well, that's the soup. Alia, that's
exactly.
It.
Potato soup. I'm getting really upset with them. Like, that's all there is to eat. So you're going to have to eat.
You don't have any choice or you don't
eat. And then he put the spoon in his mouth and he's making faces.
Poor thing.
And I'm like, so what now? And my sister's like, my little sister was next to him.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, but I think he has something in his mouth. I'm like, what? Yes, look. And he was like,
what did you put in that mashed potato?
So I'm looking at him, making faces like, what? What's in there? And he does that. And that was the match.
Oh, damn.
And I couldn't laugh. I started laughing because I was like, okay, all right. You had the match
in the mashed potato, girl. Sorry for your little brother.
They still remember it, like Nadia cooking. No.
Yeah, no. we're just gonna have to now. We wait for mommy now.
But
we good.
No, but you know, it took many years. But now I actually.
But
you
see,
know, I like
you change
it.
Your priority.
Corona,
change,
you know,
all that stuff. So before, maybe cooking wasn't important for you, and you were like, you know what? Let me add that too.
I used to eat in restaurant all the time.
Yeah. Anyway. You know what? You want me to tell you something?
Yes.
I remember when we were having this conversation about cooking. You were just always telling me, you know what, Kez? Well, I can make a reservation.
Yes, I used to say, the only thing I do for dinner is taking the reservation. Yeah, that
oh, my
was
goodness.
Bad.
But I think things change, so, you know. For the good, for the best.
Yes.
For the best. And you know what? You'll be able to feed your kids properly, your husband properly.
Oh, yeah, that's
so
very good.
I think
it's very important
to know what you're feeding your kids.
Yes.
So
yeah. Just the same way, you know, that my mom
our parents,
was,
you know, did for us.
Yes.
Anyway.
Well, you know, guys, keep chasing your dreams.
Keep chasing your dream. Do it on
don't
your own.
Don't feel bad if you're not on track. You know,
don't
I'm not on track
like
with
me
whatever,
neither.
You know, I'm like kind of like off focus or whatever.
I'm on track with
so
nothing, even if I'm focused.
Ride it and
I think it's all
about enjoying the ride, actually. You know?
Yes, and then, you know, just put it out there in the spirit and just, you know, Say what you want.
Whatever plans I make, it never worked out anyway, so I might just as well.
Just go with the flow.
Yes, exactly.
Just go with the flow. You know, maybe that's your solution. Go with the flow and don't stress. Be happy. Enjoy the people that you have around you. Meet new people.
Do what makes you happy. That's the first thing first. Do what makes you happy. And maybe it doesn't make you a lot of money. And maybe, but I do believe that if
you have to find your purpose.
Yes. If you really do something that you like, you will end up making money, you know?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, I believe in that. I think once you have the right, in your right space, you're going to have the right energy. Even if it's hard work, it's still something that you love, that you enjoy. You're going to be proud. Your children, your husband, your parents are going to be proud. You're going to be happy that you achieve someone.
And don't compare yourself also to other people. I used to do that and it just make you feel terrible.
So. Especially if you at a place where you might want to be where they are and you're not there yet. So
well,
you
but generally little, that's know? When you start comparing yourself,
so
you
that's
know,
not
because
a good thing.
I think when you're doing the things that you like or
you don't
things
care
are going
people.
Well, yeah, you just don't care, you know,
you're just doing you.
Yeah, exactly. That's when you feel like you're not in the right place and you start, you know, kind of being a little bit of a hater, like, oh my God, you know, it's not really being a hater, but
no, I see what you mean, but you still, you have that thing
you
that's
feel
just
like, oh, yes, yes.
You know, like,
why not me? Why I don't have that?
And, yeah.
And, you know, that's not the right way to go. It's just
absolutely
like,
not.
You know, I'd forget about anybody else. We're all different. We have different story, different path.
Different pace. Mm-hmm. And like I said, time, place, everybody going to have their own, you know, schedule. Obviously, you got to put the right amount of energy towards what you want. Because if you sit here and don't do nothing, nothing might happen to you. But right, you know, space in your mind, physically, be happy.
Yeah, it's important also, you know, to feel good,
feel
you know,
good
in your body and to take care of your body, you know. And for me, it's like body and mind. It's so important for me to be in those right places
always,
to be able to do other things.
And
you know?
I always say, you know what, the work starts at home. Here, because if you're not in the right space, whoever you're going to be with, it's not going to work because you're going to bring that crazy, you know. So, and as you know, I'm getting in the place where I'm like, whoo, I'm getting there slowly.
Yeah.
But it's once I'm there, you're going to be like, okay.
Don't stop trying.
No, never, never.
And there is no failure. There is only feedback.
Only.
That's how I see it. You know, every time that something doesn't work, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to try again.
That's it.
And maybe I try
it
something different,
I'm
you know, and I'm just learning. And actually, what bothered me, it's the people, you know, the people who are really like, oh, so what are you doing with this? Oh, she didn't, oh, this didn't work.
Yeah, don't worry
why
about
is it
the
your
people.
Problem?
Don't
you
don't
know, why you
people.
Care so much about what I'm doing, what didn't work? You know, what was it your money that I spent? No.
Actually, me, I'm doing better at that where I think in the beginning, especially.
Yeah, a lot of people were
switching
like this
in the entrepreneur thing where I was worrying too much about.
What other people think.
What other people think or people that were helping me. I was like, oh my God, I have to do this because they did that. Now I'm more like. No, I don't have to do nothing. I have to do what's best for me, for my business, and I might not be what's good for you. So I'm in a process because for me, when I was doing this, I felt like I was hurting people or that people were saying that, oh, she's bad. She's using me and then this and that. So I was, you know, I was a little bit conflicted with that. But mm-hmm. I think the more we grow, the more I see things. I was like, no, you open doors to so many people. You got to do this. So it's like, I know how to prioritize. I know who, you know, where I need to spend my energy. So I'm like, oh no, shut that shit down. Boom, that's it. So I think it's a good thing. It's a good thing. It's a good thing.
Me, I learned how to be discreet. I don't even talk to my project anymore to people, you know? So that's it. I don't have to hear what they think about it.
No, right? You talk to them about people that you know that genuinely want you to be
successful. That's only two people in my life though.
I'm sure there's more than two people.
No, there's more, but very, very few people.
Very, very few.
And I just don't like to talk about my project or things like that because people can be just so annoying, you know.
They're annoying. They steal your ideas.
Yes.
You know.
Yes. So. Yes. Oh, I had that too. Yes. I had that 200%. So, like.
So.
Yes. So, yeah.
We'll get it there. We get there.
We will. We will.
Yeah.
We stay positive, you know.
All day, every day.
Yes. All right, guys. So I hope this was helpful as much as, you know, it was
I
for
hope you
us.
Enjoyed the conversation.
If you have any suggestion, please.
If you have any tips for us.
Yes. Or
feel
to stay
free.
Focused. how to
find men, all that stuff.
Yeah. Well, I find somebody. So we'll see.
Give us some tips. You know,
how to keep them. That's what I want.
How to keep them too. How to keep them too. Yeah.
Find them is not a problem. You know,
keep them is the hard work.
You know. Yes.
Yeah.
Well,
we'll be all right.
Yes, we will. You know, keep smiling.
Well,
all right, guys. See you next time. Yep.
Good night.
Bye.